precious to you. They seem to fit us real well too.
That's about it for me. I hope you've enjoyed the breakfast show this morning. Been sitting here with you since 6 o'clock this morning, and I must admit, thoroughly enjoyed myself. It's been a long, long time since I've had the opportunity to shout, good morning! That's B.A. Robertson's latest single, and it's entitled Now and Then. Listening to Radio Jackie, the sound of Southwest London, and the news follows this.
227 Radio Jackie, the sound of Southwest London. 227 Radio Jackie, the sound of Southwest London.
It's 10 o'clock. This is Alan King. France is reported to be expelling 47 Russians for spying. It's easily the biggest move by the French against the Soviet Union and increases speculation that a senior Soviet defector has been giving details of Russian spies to Western intelligence. The news was on French radio this morning and in the left-wing newspaper Liberation. This report from Martin Ransom.
According to the newspaper, these 40-odd people include not only high-ranking embassy personnel, such as the First Secretary, but also consular officials and journalists of the TASS news agency. Even diplomats newly posted to Paris are involved. The French government, according to Libération, insisted on immediate departure, and a request by the Soviet ambassador to meet the Prime Minister, Pierre Mauroy, was turned down. Official sources now indicate that the story is correct, and a government statement is expected today. The reasons for this mass expulsion aren't known, but there's speculation that it's either linked to similar expulsions in London last week or to the assassination in the south of France early this year of a French counter-espionage agent. Martin Ransom, IRN France.
The head of Scotland Yard's Central Robbery Squad is expected to interview staff at the offices of Security Express in East London following yesterday's multi-million pound robbery. The six-man gang tied up staff as they arrived and forced them to explain how to open the vaults. 6 hours after they arrived, the gang left with up to £7 million in used notes. Steelworkers in South Yorkshire are staging their first major revolt against redundancy plans. British Steel wants to cut 1,700 jobs in the county. But as David Ingram reports, 5,000 workers are expected to have downed tools by the end of the day.
The walkout was sparked off by British Steel's move to start their large-scale demanning operation in the prestigious special steel section. 85 men at two steel plants in Rotherham turned up for work as usual yesterday, even though they'd been handed redundancy notices. When management said they wouldn't be paid, they walked out and took with them during the course of the day almost 3,000 union colleagues from a number of other plants in the area. Today they've been picketing the remaining plants and hope that later this morning steel union leader Bill Sears will make the strike official. That's thought to be highly likely, as Mr. Sears warned BSE of just such an eventuality when he visited South Yorkshire last week for 11th hour talks with local steel managers. David Ingram, IRN in South Yorkshire.
A plane carrying relatives of the Falklands war dead has taken off from Heathrow, bound for South America. A second plane is due to leave in about half an hour. From the airport, John Draper.
The 550 relatives came from all over the UK, and some had flown in from as far away as Germany, Cyprus, and even Australia to join the flight. One little boy who was disabled had to be carried up the gangway, while a member of his family held his crutches. The mother of a Welsh guardsman who went down on the Sir Galahad took aboard a wreath bearing the Prince of Wales crest. Many believe their pilgrimage will help them accept the deaths of their loved ones. Others, like the father of Petty Officer Stockwell, who was killed on HMS Coventry, have already come to terms with it.
I'm looking forward to it because I know very well I want to see his grave before I die.
The families are flying out to Montevideo on two British Airways jets and are expected to arrive in Port Stanley by ship on Friday. John Draper, IRN Heathrow.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past ten.
Thank you, Alan.
Radio Jackie.
Broadcasting live to Southwest London on 227 metres. That's a frequency of 1.323 megahertz. In the medium wave band, you're listening to Radio Jackie, now concluding transmissions for this Tuesday morning. It doesn't seem right somehow, does it, closing down at 10 o'clock in the morning? But unfortunately, this is due to essential aerial maintenance. Radio Jackie hopes to be back with you first thing tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock for the start of the Dave Stevens Breakfast Show. Until then, have a peaceful and restful day. If you'd like to write to Radio Jackie, the mailing address, as per usual, is Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey. That's Radio Jackie, West Molesey, in Surrey. The telephone's going here. I'll just see who it is. Just a minute. Just had a word with a person on the other end of the telephone, and I was hoping that the aerial might have rectified itself, but fingers crossed, Radio Jackie will be back on the air first thing tomorrow morning. Have a nice day now. This is Dave Small saying goodbye.
Radio Jackie.
Jackie.
A station that fits snugly into your ear.